Helga. U.S. President Donald Trump visited parts of the city of Kenosha, Wisconsin, that were left damaged last week in protests turned violent. Civil unrest erupted in the city after a white police officer shot Jacob Blake, a black man, 7 times in the back. The president met with law enforcement Tuesday, claiming there are anarchists, looters, rioters, and agitators at the protests. Former Vice President Joe Biden, who is the Democratic candidate opposing President Trump in the November election, has criticized him for failing to condemn all violence. That includes a shooter accused of killing 2 people and wounding another during protests against Blake's shooting. Belarus will impose retaliatory sanctions on Lithuania, Latvia, and Estonia. The move comes after all 3 Baltic countries slap sanctions on Belarusian officials. Foreign Minister Vladimir Makai said the sanctions will target people he said had interfered in the country's internal affairs. Monday, Lithuania, Latvia, and Estonia imposed travel bans on Belarusian leader Alexander Lukashenko and 29 other officials. The countries announced the sanctions without waiting for the rest of the European Union. The COVID-19 pandemic has forced Australia into a recession for the first time in almost 20 years. The country's economy shrank a full 7% in the second quarter, according to data released Wednesday by the Australian Bureau of Statistics. The release of the economic data comes as lawmakers in Australia's southern Victoria state approved a bill to extend its state of emergency for another 6 months. Residents in the nation's capital, Melbourne, have been under strict lockdown orders in recent weeks due to a dramatic surge of new COVID-19 cases. This is VOA News. Afghanistan has freed nearly 200 Taliban prisoners. The prisoner release could kickstart the long-delayed peace talks between the two sides. Afghan officials said a team of negotiators are getting ready to fly to Qatar's capital this week to aid in the process. The latest prisoners released formed part of a group of 400 jailed hardcore Islamist separatists. The stalled release had appeared set to delay talks between the government and the insurgent group to end nearly 2 decades of war. 2 officials said the releases from the main jail in the capital, Kabul, took place on Monday and Tuesday at the same time that the Taliban freed 6 Afghan special forces. 14 people alleged to be associated with 2 jihadist terrorists went on trial in Paris, France, Wednesday for their involvement in 2015 deadly attacks. One of the attacks includes the one on the office of the French satirical magazine Charlie Hebdo. The attack on the magazine's offices was the first in a series of incidents over 3 days in January 2015, marking the beginning of a surge in violence by Islamic State in Europe. 17 people were killed overall. The suspects on trial are accused of helping with the logistics of the January attacks, including buying weapons and cars. A panel of U.S. government health experts say there is no evidence that shows convalescent blood plasma is an effective treatment for COVID-19 patients. Convalescent blood plasma comes from the patients who have recovered from the coronavirus and is rich in antibodies. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration approved an emergency authorization of the use of blood plasma on August 23rd, a decision President Trump described as truly historic. But a panel of more than 3 dozen experts for the National Institutes of Health issued a statement Tuesday that there is not enough data to recommend it at this point. The panel also says doctors should not rely on it as a standard of care until more studies have been conducted. A European Union official leading talks among Iran and a group of 5 world powers said the participants are committed to keeping alive the 2015 nuclear deal that restricted Iran's nuclear program in exchange for sanctions relief. The deal came under stress last year when Iran announced it would take steps to walk away from its commitments, complaining it was not getting the promised economic relief after the United States imposed fresh sanctions. You can read this full story on voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.
It's on VOA1.